It was dark inside the tent. Clark almost tripped as she stepped in, making a mental note to change the bandages on one boy's leg, fix the sloppy stitches she'd given the girl with the gash on her thigh. She'd finally found a container with real bandages and surgical thread, but there wasn't going to be much more she could do if they didn't find the actual medicine chest. It hadn't turned up in the wreckage, most likely thrown from the dropship during the crash and destroyed. Talia was lying on one of the cots. She was still asleep, and the newest bandage seemed to be holding up. Clark had already changed the wrappings 3 times since she'd found Talia after the crash, blood pouring out of an ugly gash in her side. The memory of stitching up the wound made Clark's stomach churn, and she hoped that her friend remembered even less. Talia had passed out from the pain and had been fading in and out of consciousness ever since. Clark knelt down and brushed a strand of damp hair back from her friend's brow. "Hi," she whispered as Talia's eyes fluttered open. "How are you feeling?" The injured girl forced a smile that seemed to drain the energy from the rest of her body. "I'm just great," Talia said, but then winced, the pain flashing in her eyes. "You used to be a much better liar." "I never lied." Her voice was hoarse, but still full of mock indignation. "I just told the guard that I had a neck problem and needed an extra pillow." "And then convinced him that black market whiskey would keep you from singing in your sleep," Clark added with a smile. "Yeah, it's too bad Lise wasn't willing to play along."
"Or that you can't carry a tune to save your life."
"That's what made it so great," Talia protested. "The night guard would have done anything to shut me up at that point."
Clark shook her head with a smile. "And you say that Phoenix girls are lunatics." She gestured toward the thin blanket draped over Talia. "May I?" Talia nodded, and Clark pulled it back, trying to keep her face neutral as she unwrapped the bandage. The skin around the wound was red and swollen, and pus was forming in the gaps between the stitches. The wound itself wasn't the problem, Clark knew. While it looked bad, it was the kind of injury they wouldn't bat an eye at in the medical center. The infection was the real threat.
"That bad?" Talia asked quietly.
"Nah, you look great," Clark said, the lie falling smoothly from her lips.